The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Johnny, that's better than most. That is better than most. Better than most!
Better Than Most is a regular feature of The Business of Giving, examining the best places to work among social businesses and nonprofit organizations.
And this evening, you'll be visiting one of the most highly respected and important organizations in the country. It is the American Cancer Society, founded back in 1913. We'll begin this segment with their chief executive officer, Gary Reedy, and then hear from the other members of a very dedicated and passionate team.
You know, the great thing about the American Cancer Society and the culture is, you know, everybody that is working there wants to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them have a personal connection. You know, they're there for a very personal reason, either some way that cancer's impacted them. So, you know, we're very fortunate that people really want to work at the American Cancer Society.
We come here every day and we passionately work and do what we do, but I'm humbled every experience I have with a volunteer, especially when we are, engaging our survivor population. I can tell you, countless stories of being at community events where a volunteer, a survivor in particular, comes up to me and they're, teary or they're crying and they're thanking me for the work that I'm doing. And every time that experience is just, more humbling than the time before, because we're fortunate that we get to do this every day as our career, as our job.
So I started here about 3 years ago. I came from the startup culture. I worked in tiny little companies that were smaller than the size of this office we're sitting in right now. And everyone warned me. They said it was going to be big, it was going to be slow, it was going to be rigid. You don't know what you're getting into. And that was my worry coming into ACS. And I have to say, it's been completely opposite. So what that means to me is that the behavior that was encouraged to us was open feedback, and what I wrote down was solutions-oriented communications.
But I think also another thing that a new employee might experience is that the work is really hard, but that we have fun while we're doing it. And we celebrate each other, our milestones in our careers and in our personal life.
You know, talking to my friends who work in other nonprofits and also work in other industries, especially around New York City, I've found that a lot of people are really miserable, just very overworked and unhappy and not fulfilled. And I don't have any of those complaints. For one, the mission is obviously really, really strong, and there's a sense of purpose coming to work every day beyond the paycheck, and I think that goes a long way. It may sound cliche, but it truly does. And the other thing is there's a lot of flexibility here. You have the flexibility, if you need to work from home. You're not constantly stressed about it.
That's a training that we have internally that I really took seriously, because this organization is also one that I consider saved my life. They funded the researcher that founded the drug Herceptin, which I'm a proud recipient of, and I must say I'm going on 11 years of being a survivor. Thank you. I come from an environment where cancer has stripped my family apart, so I look at it now that I have found my passion. I truly believe in the mission, and I have God liberating my mind, so it empowers me to be that change that I want to see within the workplace, within health systems, and anywhere I go, people that I touch. This place is truly like my family. They take care of me. They celebrate birthdays, survivorship, and I just miss these people on the weekends. So I really love working for this organization.
The mission and the values held here match my personal values. And I don't think a lot of people can say that about where they work. I feel like we have the opportunity to make a difference. If we're fundraising to raise money for research, and I'm a big nerd, so all our Nobel Prize winners are a point of pride for me, that's great. But the thing closest to my heart is when I have an opportunity to be able to talk to a patient or a caregiver and make a difference in their lives. That's what really pushes me and pushes me forward. I've been given many opportunities to grow here, and that's what I think kept me here.
And I guess what I can say is, having worked in other places prior to coming to the American Cancer Society, what really strikes me here is the level of teamwork that happens in this organization. We are all in together, and if we need to get something done, everyone is just willing to pitch in and help one another and really just put everything aside to get it done. And to me, that's just so incredible to feel that amount of support and teamwork. People are incredibly kind here, and I know we hear the word servant leadership all the time, but really I feel the kindness and people are genuine, and I do feel that this is a culture where I can trust my colleagues, and that to me is worth so much.
Recently, I discovered that not only the event that I manage is hitting a 25th anniversary, but that six other events in our area are also celebrating that milestone. So I was able to get those of us who work on the events together to form a work group, and I have the ability to lead that group and have an effect on the outcome and how we can really make this milestone special this year. And I really received a lot of support from my leadership and my managers to come up with the best ways to make this effective. So in a way, they are very collaborative and very supportive of my efforts.
I think that, you know, striking that work-life balance is very important. I mean, it, you know, it prolongs your life. There's just other, so many added benefits to having a kind of a flexible culture in your organization. It's something that I have greatly appreciated. And, you know, where I am in my life right now, where I'm talking about starting a family and all that good stuff, the flexibility means that much more when I talk about kids and all that crazy stuff. So I think, you know, there's so many other great things about the company, but right to start off, I think flexibility is the most important thing.
So when I came over to the American Cancer Society, it was something that was like a breath of fresh air. And I've grown a lot in the organization, and I'm proud and I'm thankful for those opportunities because I still continue to grow every day. And, you know, whenever I say I work for the American Cancer Society, people automatically say thank you. And it makes me feel good because even though, like, I might have not personally helped that person, it feels good to know that I work for an organization that touches so many people. So that's definitely my proudest moment.
Any opportunity I'm in front of people, the food store, the restaurant, you name it, I'm talking. And I think that's something that, you know, when you're with friends and family, sometimes they're like, all right, Chloe, you know, enough with the ACS stuff. But it's just, it's so ingrained. And I'm always like, wow, how can we leverage this opportunity? What's that connection? How could I help that person in the community? So for me, I guess it's a cautionary note, but it's also a point of pride that I have and feel in working with this organization that anywhere I go, I am talking about what we do. I'm excited about what we do.
We have a number of different ways that our leaders communicate with us. Our CEO, Gary Reedy, we have an internal television talk show called Society Talk, where it's Gary Reedy and others who speak with our employees, and there's definitely an opportunity for two-way communication where people can type in their questions, and our host, Desiree Berenger-Carton, just, you know, gives him, I think, some tough questions sometimes, you know, head on, and he takes the questions and answers.
I've noticed a great effort from not only the region, but national as well. On inclusion, on diversity, on forming an organization that's inclusive of all, because that makes it strong, that makes it diverse, that makes it open to different walks of life, different genders, age, all of that good stuff. So again, just very brief, what I have seen, the dedication and the effort from Gary, to the VPs, to the leaders, to form a strong population within ACS that's, again, very inclusive and very diverse.
Transparency is actually one of the reasons that I'm most proud to work here. We are an organization coming on our 105th year, and certainly over all those decades, but the last two that I've been a part of, there's just been a steadfast commitment to really being very honest with the public and our donors about what we've been able to achieve, and the list is long, but also where we've fallen short. If we set out to reduce mortality by X percentage and we almost get there but not quite, or to reduce incidence rates, we let the public know exactly where we ended up and where we again fell short. And I think that's important for them to understand that this is a long journey and it's a hard fight, but also they need to understand exactly how we are stewarding their donor dollar. Every year we publish a report that I'm very proud of that everyone can get online on cancer.org. It's called the Stewardship Report. And we really delineate, again, sort of, you know, how we measured up. And so for that, and so for many other reasons, I'm very proud. I'm also proud that we are absolutely, perhaps sometimes to a fault, a data-driven organization.
We have to take risks. We have to be aggressive, I said, because we're here to help eliminate cancer.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have to change things up and do things differently and constantly change. And I've told, you know, the entire staff and volunteers that as long as I'm in this position, we will constantly be changing because the world is changing. So we have to keep on, you know, changing and trying to.
I want to thank all those who participated in this piece. Donna Galata, Sean Triggs, Chloe Lipman, Austin DeSavino, Ashley Engelman, Iresa Jones, Latoya Williams, Christina Favor, Christina Thompson, Robert Fox, Kwame Shihai, Marlene Medina, and Chris Kim. To listen to this again or see pictures of the participants in the offices, just go to denver-frederick.com. And we'll have posted for you there my full interview with Gary Reedy, the Chief Executive Officer of the American Cancer Society.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.